That last year, I know when I was doing the midday report, I would phone up the MPA at least once a week, once a month rather, and I'd say to their spokesperson, what are you doing about VBS Bank? What are you doing about the Guptas? And nothing has happened. Very concerning. Solly Mapayela joins us now. Good afternoon, Solly. Welcome to the afternoon drive on 702.
Yeah, thank you very much. And good afternoon to our listeners.
Solly, what's going on here?
Regarding the intervention by the European countries.
No. I want to talk to you about the VBS killing. Sorry, I'm not sure if you've been briefed about this. But I'm talking about happening with these sort of hits that are going. I've just read out a list here of people who have literally been taken out.
Yeah, that's really a major point of concern for us because our comrades have been systematically targeted and we have lost already. This weekend we'll be burying two. Three have died, one just came out of hospital. All of them drive by shooting or they are shot when they arrive home. And this has really affected the morale of our comrades to an extent that we have called on the minister and we are happy that he managed to make an intervention. He visited the families on Saturday to have a discussion as well as having a discussion with the police management in the province and then MEC to see how can they respond effectively to this new threat, because all those people that have been at the forefront, and which is one major characteristic of this, those who are at the forefront of fighting against corruption and particularly fighting against the VBS scandal are the ones that have been targeted, and mostly from one municipality. Of course, there's another comrade who died in the Fitakomu municipality in Skukune region, but at the moment, the focus has been on the Vendor district in Limpopo. We really want this thing to come to an end as soon as possible. We think that the police must do everything possible to arrest the perpetrators and make sure that they are able to account.
Do you know specifically, obviously you may not be able to say live on radio, but do you know specifically who is behind this?
Well, we do not know who is behind this. All we do know is that most of our comrades have been targeted. Some have been searched by their houses. Some of them were like when they were not at their houses. So they've been living in fear. But it's quite clear that we can deduce that all the people that have been at the forefront, both in terms of leadership level and participation level, at the forefront of fighting the misgovernance and maladministration, particularly in the Vendor municipality, as well as expressing their views on the VBS scandal, are the ones that have actually been killed or been shot.
You spoke about the police. You spoke about, you've also, I think, approached the presidency as well. What response have you got so far?
Well, the best response was from the Minister of the Police, who actually visited the families of the recently two deceased, because the other one was shot about 10 days ago, but passed on last week into Friday morning. The other one was also shot when this one was in hospital. So we then had highlighted this matter in our discussion with the political leadership in the province, and they were able, through our intervention as well, and their also own initiatives, to bring the minister to actually visit the family and to explore a method of an intervention, because if we allow this to happen, we'll never be able to have anyone who exposes corruption, because people will now know once you expose corruption, you are targeted and you are killed and nothing happens. And we feel that some of the people should have been arrested by now, because it shouldn't take too long. We now have a better system actually through investigation of cornering an incident in an area and be able to do quick investigations. So we are hoping that the minister will put some deadlines on the police management to make sure that whoever will be assigned to investigate this, they will do the work as soon as it's possible to avoid more people being killed or being injured.
Solly, are you also seeing frustration, though? We have the VBS killings now. We have the Gupta investigation. I started out this interview by saying, you know, we used to phone the MPA once a month to say to them, is something happening? And they gave us the assurance that something is. Do you believe that things have now changed, that we will see action in 2019 for VBS, for the Guptas, and for others as well?
Yeah, most certainly we should see action. In fact, we've been calling for effective action against the corruption, particularly when there are people that have been identified in some areas of the available forensic reports, which also in the Venda municipality was one of the cause of the problems. As well as some of those that are exposed through the State Capture Commission, without necessarily waiting for everything to end, there are areas where, for instance, there's prima facie evidence that relates to a particular person. We think that urgent action should be taken for investigation, and if it's possible to prosecute those, they should the law must take its course. So I've been frustrated by the slow pace, particularly of the security services. At a political level, you can say there's been a good goodwill response, particularly from the president, who initiated various mechanisms, for instance, the State Capture Commission, the intervention at SARS, the intervention at ESCOM, and many other things. You could see political will to intervene to stop this, but it is at the level of security services and the judicial processes that have been frustrated. For instance, the Gupta case goes to Bloemfontein. The people are not ready. It gets kicked out of the process. Then the MPA said, well, we'll still do this and that because we have waited for so long to get this and that. And in that case, it creates a form of injustice against those that were supposed to be prosecuted. But there's evidence of the looting that has taken place there. So that is why the security services, including the MPA in the judiciary, must work together and not allow people to sabotage available cases so that we can start prosecuting people and send them to jail.
Yeah. Just a final question. At the weekend, the EFF and the Elections Manifesto, taking a target or putting a target onto Shamila Patoy, saying that they have no confidence in her, that she should go, that she is in league with Pravin Gordhan. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, she has not even, she just started work in the office just in the first week of, on the 1st of February. We have no reason to judge her at the moment. We wish her well in her new duties. We hope that she will act decisively against corruption, against those who are involved in looting public resources, and she should not be intimidated or think that if she takes action against so and so, there will be any reprisals. She must exercise her duties with confidence and without any fear, and of course without prejudice, and in a manner that is fair as well.
Just one more then. The MPA, do you feel the MPA has been cleaned out? Do you think she has a strong force behind her to carry through this task so that we won't be sitting here this time next year having the same conversation?
The cleaning process, as far as we are concerned, should be an ongoing thing. Obviously, you remember that the president also initiated something related to the state security agency. So basically, cleaning up the security services, including the interlinked judicial services like the MPA, becomes an ongoing process. There will be some frustrations at the beginning, but if she's able to stamp down her foot and make sure that appropriate decisions are taken and so forth, there will be people that will not will leave or not actually frustrate the process, even if they may have been sleepers inside the system, colluding with corruption and with organized crime and so forth. They will then be exposed. As we have seen through the State Capture Commission, how some of these institutions that are supposed to be serving the public have colluded with criminals on wrongdoing. But we want to wish her well. We think that she will do better, and her leadership and an example will set a new tone about the future of the MPA.
SACP First Deputy General Secretary Solly Mapiela, thank you very much for your time. I do appreciate you coming on to 7:02 this afternoon.